Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Yevamos daf Yud Aleph, and we are on Yud Amud Beis. We start a couple of lines up from the bottom. Today is the daf about Shnios L'Arayos. We just said at the end of the daf yesterday, Minayin L'Shnios. How do we know that there is a concept of Shnios L'Arayos? The Rambam talks about this in Hilchos Ishus, where the Rambam talks about the mitzvah of marriage, and the Rambam tells us as we know, the Rambam Shita is that there is a mitzvah of marriage separate from the mitzvah of Puravu. The Rambam talks about history there. Kodem Matan Torah, Haya Adam Opogei Isha Bashuk. Before Matan Torah, there was no such thing. A man and a woman decided to live together, so that's it. But Kimesh Nitna Torah, but once the Torah was given, we have an institution called Kiddushin. Nitztavu Yisrael Shem Yirtza Ishli Sa'isha Yikno Sa'tchila Befne Edem. You do an act of Kiddushin, giving money or a star, V'yacharkach Tiela Le'isha. And after the Rambam talks about Kiddushin, then the Rambam says, these are all the people that you are not allowed to marry, right? Most people in the world you can marry, but the Rambam says, Kol she'aser biyaso batora v'chayev al biyaso kares, v'hena muros v'parshas achremos, hena nekron arayos. The whole list in Parshas Achremos and Kiddushin, those are called arayos, and those are the women who the Torah says one is not allowed to marry. V'kol achas men nekres erva, kugon eim, v'achos, ubas, v'chayotza behen, mother, sister, daughter. The Yesh Nashim Achiros, this is today's daf, the Yesh Nashim Achiros, Sha'asuros, Mipi Kabbalah. The Isuran, Midivri Sofer, Mipi Kabbalah often means strong Isser Drabanan, maybe Merumas in Apasik and Navi. We're going to have one of those days today. The Negros, Shnios, they are called secondary, Mipne Shein, Shnios, La'arayas. The Kalachas Mehen, Nikres, Shnia. Each one of them is called a Shnia. This topic is called Shnios. The Esther Nashim, the Ramam Shita is that there are 20. Right, different Rishonim have different lists, 20, 22, a couple of different lists, but that's the Rambam. He has Arayos Daraisa, and then he lists the Shnios. Interesting that the Rambam has Shnios, and then only after that, the Rambam lists off the next category of Chayvei Lavin. Rambam maybe seems to say that the Shnios are more connected to the Daraisa, because they're Shnios La Arayos, they're Xera Mishum, Arayos Daraisa, the Chayvei Krisus, and then in Halacha Zayin, the Rambam then says, V'kol she'aser biyaso batara v'lo chiyev alav kares, if anybody is usher to marry Amida Araisa without a chiyev kares, heina negra misurei lavin. Those are Isuri Lavin, like a Grusha LaKohen, and Mamzeres and LeYisrael. Vodikron Isur Kedusha, Vitishain, and there are nine of those, says the Rambam. Amon LaKohen Gadol, Grusha Zona Chalala, V'chulu, Mamzeres, Ammoniu Moavi, V'chulu, V'chulu. And then the Rambam has at the end of the parak, V'yeshe Isur Biasan Ba'asei V'enoch Mechayvi Lavin. Ushloshahim, there are three that it's just a bitel asei. Mitzri, Adomi, and Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol. L'Kohen Gadol has to marry someone who has never been married before. Those are the three categories the Rambam has. Chayvei Lavin, Chayvei Krisos, Chayvei Lavin, and Chayvei Asei. And the Rambam puts Shnios between category one and category two. So now we get into the Gemara. Ve'ilu hein Shnios. Says the Rambam. Says the Gemara now. About eight lines up at the bottom on Yud Amid Beis. Ve'ilu hein Shnios. Eim Aviv. Eim Imo. Father's mother. Eim imo. So these are all shnios. They're not da'araisa. Eim imo. Eishes avi aviv. The wife of his grandfather. His father's father's wife. Eishes avi imo. The grandmother also. Eishes avi imo. From his mother. Eishes ben bino. His grandson's wife. Eishes ben bito. Eishes achi imo. The wife of his mother's brother. Eishes achi aviv me imo. So the wife of his his mother's father's brother. Okay, all of these are shnios. They're not included in the daraisa. Tini, Rav Chanan Omer, kol hon ein lahem hefsik. Rav Chanan says that tini often in Yerushalmi, as we know, does not always mean a tanaitic source. Sometimes it's from the Amoraim. So tini, Rav Chanan Omer, kol hon ein lahem hefsik. They all have no hefsik, meaning when it says that it goes up, it's the wife of a father's mother. So it continues. Ein lahem hefsek, says the Karban Eidav, Asur and Lamala. And it continues. Kagon, Eim Avi Aviv. The Eim Avi Avi Aviv. Atzov Kaladoros. The same, you just add on a generation, goes up. There's no hefsek. Chutz Me'eshas Avi Imo. Change that too. Except for the wife of this grandfather, of the mother's father's wife, because that one has to do with maternal, and maternal is there's less Xerus, and that's why that one is not included. Bar Kapara Amar, the opposite, Kulam Yeshlam Hefsek. No, they all are limited, except why? How do you know that? Because the Bar Kapara Mosef, because the Bar Kapara mentions these, which would have automatically been included in the In the previous category, if we held Eim LaHefzik. So the fact that he includes these must be Yesh LaHefzik. Who are those? Eim Avi Imo ve'Eim Avi Aviv. He says those are included, right? Mother's father's mother and father's father's mothers. That's included according to Bar Kapar. Rav Amar Kalas Beno, another Shita. Kalas Beno Yesh LaHefzik. Kalas Beno, the son's daughter-in-law, right? The granddaughter-in-law. Yesh LaHefzik, that's meaning Kalas Ben Beno is Muteris. Just Kalas Beno is Usser. Kalas Ben Beno would be Muter. Yesh LaHefzik, my Polig, why should there be a limit here? Kalas Beno Mimakam Acherbus, because that's from somewhere else. That's not a blood relative. And if something's not a blood relative, so a lot of these, according to Rav, the Arayo, the Shnios are all based on blood, right? Not as much marriage. Rav Amar, Zer, similarly, Zera Hayotse Mimen Wasser. That only Zera that's comes out that's related Usser. Amrav Yosi Brebi Bun, Taima Darav, Avram Usser B'chol Nashi Yisrael, Sarah Usser B'chol Nashi Yisrael, Sarah and Avraham, they're Usser from all of their descendants, because that's all a blood relative, says the Karban Eide, Shehari Kulan Zar Ohain. They're all his Zera. Okay, so now we get to a couple of the Svaras for the categorization of the Shnios. So we're going to have Rav, we're going to have Rav Chuna, right, we're going to have a couple of Rav Yaakov, Jeremiah, we'll see. So number one, Rav. Rav Amar. Rav is explaining a couple of the Arayas, right? The latter couple of Arayas that we had above. Right? The Pashup shot of Shnios, which maybe the listed all before, are because they're all Gzeira Mishum. They're very similar to Yisurei Daraisa. So without getting confused, we're going to answer all of these. There's flexibility in terms of if you say it's all just Mishum Gzeira, so then it's somewhat, not arbitrary, but whatever Chazal assumed is close enough. Rav Amar, Rav gives a more of a, at least explaining some of them. Kol She'ilu Nekeva Menatora Asura. If this person would be a female, she would be Aser Tmimi Daraisa. So then if that person's a male, the wife is Aser Drabanan. That's Rav. Kol She'ilu Nekeva Menatora Asura. If this person would be a female, Kayotse Bo Zachar Ishto Asura. So if it's a male, the wife is going to be Aser. So for example, Achos Aviv Nekeva Asura. Right? My father's sister. My father's sister is Aser. That's a Daraisa. So, Achi Aviv Zachar Ishto Asura. So, then my father's brother's wife, that's going to be Aser. Because again, if that would be a female, it would be Aser Daraisa. So this is the Shnia that's included. Achos Imo Nekeva Asura. Another one, mother's sister is Asura. So, mother's brother's wife, Achi Imo Zachar Ishto Asura. Baspino Nekeva Asura. Son's daughter, granddaughter, Nekeva Asura. So, Bas Bino Zachar, Ishto Asura. Third example. Fourth, Bas Bito Nekeva Asura. Daughter's daughter is Asur. Ben Bito Zachar, Ishto Asura. So, that's Rav. Rav says it has to do with if this person would be female, would be Asur Daraisa. So, if it's a male, then the wife is going to be Asur Mishim Shnios. Amar of Yaakov Dromaya. Rav Dromaya has adds, Kumi Rav Yossi, Islacha Aftarti. Rav Dromaya says, within Shnio, sometimes we have two. What does two here mean? We would call this Xera Lexera, the carbon aid and one of the deus. Yesh lecha b'shnios shegazur Xera Lexera, even though we know Rashi says in Beis Adav Beis. And the rule usually is you're not allowed to make Xera Lexera. Xera has to be only to Xera to a Dindaraisa, right? Asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. You don't make a mishmeres l'mishmeres. The Rabbanan don't have the authority to make a mishmeres l'mishmeres. Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yaakov here, no, by Shnio, sometimes we do. Again, it'll have to be explained why it's not. Sometimes the Gemara will say, is that Xera Lexera? And the Gemara will say, Kulachad Xera, right? Which sometimes means if you wouldn't have both these steps, then the whole thing would fall away. But here, it's going to be in terms of the category, as we'll see, Emo Torah, right? The Emo is an Issa Daraisa. Aim Emo Shniela. Mother's mother is a Shnia. Asru Aim Aviv Mipnei Aim Emo. They asserted father's mother because of mother's mother is a shnia, so they asserted the father's mother too. So Rabbi Yaakov kind of calls that a gzera l'gzera. It's really not a gzera l'gzera because they're both called grandmother. They're both called grandmother. So they're called grandmother, so then that's why it's included. It is a gzera l'gzera, but it's not such a violation. Or Eishes Beno Torah, right? That's the daughter-in-law, right? Daughter-in-law is a Issa Daraisa. Eishes Ben Beno Shniela. The granddaughter-in-law is a shnia. Asru Eishes Ben Bito, right, usually goes by paternal. So, granddaughter in-law from the daughter, not from the son. Bibne Eishas ben Beno, another one. Amar Amitanya is the Chavtarti. I'll give you another Gzera L'Gzera. Again, in quotes. Eishas Aviv Torah, father's wife. Eishas Avi Aviv Shniela, grandfather's wife, is a Shnia. And that's father's father's wife. So, Asru Eishas Avi Imo, so mother's father's wife, also Bibne Eishas Avi Aviv. Or, Eishas Achi Aviv Me Aviv Torah. My father's, my paternal brother, right? My paternal uncle. Eishes achi aviv me aviv Torah, right? My father's paternal brother's wife. That's an Issa D'Oraisa. My father has a brother, right? Has a paternal brother that he shares a father with. And that wife is Issa D'Oraisa. Eishes achi aviv me imo shniela. So a maternal, it would be a shnia. Asru eishas achi imo me'ima. Change that. Mipnei eishas achi aviv me'imo. Okay, so all of these are gzera l'gzera, so to speak, but it's not really. Okay, so we have Rav, who said, if this is a female, then if it's a male, then the marriage. Rav Yaakov says, maybe there are some gzera l'gzeras, if it's all included in aunt or grandmother v'chulu. Rav Chuna shama kulon min hadag karya. Rav Chuna learned it, maybe merumas, maybe this is where the Rambam gets divrei Kabbalah for, divrei Kabbalah, from the following pasuk. There are two psukim. Erevas Eisha Isha Ovita Lo Segale. The pasuk says that there's the mother and daughter is one of the arayas, es bas benav, es bas bita. That means my wife's daughter and my wife's granddaughter from her son, from her daughter, goes all the, keeps going down, and the end of that pasuk is, Sheira Hena Zimahi, has the word Zima. Viksiv, and there's a pasuk that goes up. Vishasher yikach as isha ves ima zimahi. That's mother-in-law. Zima zima l'gzera shava. So we have gzera shava that compares the isser going up of a marrying a mother and a woman and the mother-in-law and the wife and the daughter. Zima zima l'gzera shava. Ma l'matan shlosha doros. If l'matan, just like goes down three generations, shlosha doros, the woman and daughter and granddaughter, right? Those are three dorices, ishto, bita, bas bita. Af l'mala shlosha doros, so too, l'mala will go three doros. Ma l'matan b'lo sase, and just like l'matan is a lo sase, it says lo segala, so af l'malan b'lo sase, also, based on the it says Vlosia Zima Basochem, but Zima is compares. Mala Malan Derech Nisuin, Aflamatan Derech Nisuin, just like Lamala is only in the context of marriage. That's when the Isurim of daughter and Mala Malan going up, mother-in-law and mother of the mother-in-law, Derech Nisuin. Aflamata Derech Nisuin, it's only Nisuin, like we said, Bitomian Usasa, we said earlier, out of marriage, out of wedlock, you don't have the same rules. Malamalan Bisrefa Aflamata Bisrefa, right, just like the second pasuk that we quoted, it says Bisrefa, so to the first pasuk. Malamata Nasaba, Bas Zachar Kabas Nekeva, just like going down, we make a Bas Zachar to a Bas Nekeva, meaning the daughter of my wife, is like the daughter of the son of my wife has the same din as the son, the daughter of the daughter of my wife. So, meaning the granddaughter, it doesn't matter if it's from my wife's son or my wife's daughter. So, aflamalan, so too, going up, asa, aim zachar, ke'aim nekeva. Meaning, aim av ishto, and aim ishto. So, those are all daraisis. So, ma is l'chalamemer, what do you include? Aim chamav, ve'aim chamoso. You include the mother of the father-in-law and the mother of the mother-in-law. And now the Gemara says, right, this is the Svara now, this is all part of Rav Chuna. Lotia aim aviv keim chamav, right, it can't be that the mother of my father is any less than the mother of my father-in-law, so the mother of my father is going to be included, right? We should for sure say, because that's a closer relationship. Lotia aim imo keim chamoso, and also my mother's mother obviously should be usher if my mother-in-law's mother is already included, and therefore asru, so those are included, and we finish asru eishes avi aviv mipnei aim aviv. We asur the wife of my father's father because of the mother of my father. It's the same similar asru eishes avi imo mipnei aim imo. That's also included. Lotia eishes ben beno kabas ben ishto. Shouldn't we say also that the wife of my son's son should be similar to the wife of my son's daughter, kibas ben ishto, lotia ishus ben bito, kibas bas ishto. Okay, these are all gzeiras that are mentioned by Rav Huna because they are similar to each other. So adkan, so far, the different shitas about shnios. So now we're going to get a little more into some fundamental ideas to talk about. Hey, so Rav Chagai Kumi Rav Yossi, let's go back to what Rav said before. What did Rav say on top? If this is would have been a female, it would have been usher. So if it's a male, so that wife is going to be usher. I'll prove to you that's not right. V'amastisa pliga, Rav. Right? Because the following brisa argues with Rav. You're right. Rav tanu palagis early, but look at the following brisa. Mutter hu adam be'eshes chargo. A person is allowed, the wife of his stepson is mutter to a person. V'asir bebito. But his, right, stepson's daughter is usher. Right, the stepson's daughter, meaning the stepson's wife is mutter, the stepson's daughter is usser. So one second, Ella Chorgaso. What about a stepdaughter? Shema ino usser, but a stepdaughter is usser. So if stepdaughter is usser, so then the stepdaughter, if it was a man, stepson, then the wife should be usser. Hare Chargo Zachar, Vishdom Mutaris. This violates Rav's principle. Rav says, if this is a woman, it would be usser. Then if it's a man, the wife should be usser. So here, if it's a woman, stepdaughter, so it's a stepson, stepson's wife is mutter. That's a violation of Rav's principle. No answer given here. The Bavli gives an answer. The Bavli says, you don't, it's not usser if there are two marriage steps. If you look in the Pnei Moshe, he quotes from what the Bavli answers. If there's only one marriage, I mean, in this case, it's, the man's marriage to his wife and then the stepson's marriage to the stepson's wife. So Rav only said his shita when there's one marriage involved. That wouldn't be a problem. Says the Gemara. Reb Zrika, now another part of what's behind shnios. Reb Zrika, b'shem, Rebbe Chanina, eishas chama v'asurim ibn maris ha'ayin, the wife of my father-in-law. What if my father-in-law got remarried and now he has a new wife? So it's not my mother-in-law, but the wife of my father-in-law is Asur Darabanim Ibn Maris Ha'ayin. Why? Eitemer Torah, if you want to say, oh, maybe it's Asur Daraisa, no. Because David HaMelech married his mother, his father-in-law's wife. Hari Davich and Asur Ritzpah Basaya. Ritzpah Basaya, who was one of the wives of Shaul HaMelech. Maybe it was a Pilegesh of David HaMelech, and maybe Pilegesh is enough to call it a wife. But David married Ritzpah Basaya, Shnei Amar, as the Pasuk says, Hashem promised, ve'etna lecha es beis adonecha, ves neshe adonecha b'chekecha, through the Navi, ve'etna lecha es beis Yisrael v'Yehuda, v'ma v'osiva lecha kohena v'chehena, that's the remez for David HaMelech having 18 wives, because six are listed, another six and six, as the most wives that a king is allowed to have. So you see from there that David married her, so it must be that Isha's chamav is only Asim Shemaris Ayin, and at that point in David HaMelech, it wasn't Nigzar yet. It wasn't Nigzar yet in the days of David. If it was a Pilegesh, then that gets into the issue of how much is Pilegesh a wife, right? There's one of the Rishonim say Pilegesh is from the word Plag Isha, which is a fascinating, just the word Pilegesh. Some say it comes from the word Palgas. Palgas is an animal that's a suffix about what the status is. But Pilegesh, there's many sources related. The Gemara and Sanhedrin discusses, you know, what's the relationship? There's different gersos in the Gemara, but the Gemara here says, Nashim b'ksuba, kidushin ube kidushin, pilagshim below ksuba below kidushin. According to our gersa, Rav says, a regular marriage has ksuba kidushin, a Pilegesh has neither. Rashi and then the Chayisara has a question about what his gersa is. The Rambam, again, it's a Pilegesh mutter. Is a person allowed to have a Pilegesh? So that's a discussion. There's a Shailas Yavetz in the word, which was a very radical tshuva where he talks about the concept of Pilegesh and he even has a positive take on Pilagshus. But the Rambam says Pilegesh is not mutter for everybody. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim. What's it doing in Malachim? It's doing in Malachim because it's not a din of Ishus. Right? The Rambam clearly, and based on context, Perek Dal al-Chadalid, the Rambam says, talking about the Melech, the rights and the privileges of the Melech, the beginning of the Perek. Rushus yesh lemelech litein masa la'am, v'chein lokech bechol gvul Yisrael nashim upilagshim. A Melech is allowed to have wives and pilagshim. We call it concubines. Nashim biksuba v'kidushin. So what's the girsa? V'upilagshim biloksuba ubilokidushin. So the Rambam's girsa here also. Biloksuba ubilokidushin. But that goes on money, of course, the Rishalmi in Ksubis, Rebbeir Omer Pilegesh in Laksuba, Rebbeir Huda Omer Yesh Laksuba. Aval ein la tznai ksuba. Question. So the Rambam says, also like the Gemara we just read, Ella beyichud bilvad kone oso muteraslo. Just with yichud. With yichud bilvad, he could be kone to her. Right? There's no kiddushin. There's no prior. Aval ahedyot, aser bepilagish. But the Rambam says, pilagish is aser to a hedyot. Ella, again, a big sugya, Ella ba'ama ivriya bilvad achar yud. Except an Amma Ivriya. So the Rambam says that's a form of Pilakshus. Amma Ivriya, like Yiud, Pilakshus, these are all different types of Ishus. V'yesh lo lasos pe'a Pilakshim shalokeach la'armono tabachos va'ofos v'rachos. And they could be bakers, shemar v'espinosechem, yikach la'rachos la'tabachos v'chulu. But that's the Rambam's context is only when it comes to a melech. But that's what the Gemara says here, that it was Eshes, shal. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Elazar shnei chargim shagadlu b'bayis echad. Asurim li nasem ibn emaras ayin. If you have two steps, let's say the man has a son, husband and wife are married. The man has a son from a previous marriage. The woman has a son, a daughter from a previous marriage, and they grow up in the same house. So that those two cannot marry each other. They look like brother and sister, and therefore it is maras ayin. For them to get married. Also, Uvda Kumi Rabbi Chanina Breid Rabbi Vo. There was one case like this that came in front of Rabbi Chanina. Omar, Yusfun Ba'asa Delo Chachmelon. Let him go somewhere where nobody knows them and get married there. Get married there. Right? It's, interesting that that's what he suggests. And then, and once they get married, then they can come back to wherever they want. So the Karbon Eiduk, Shinasa Beheter, Eino Chayav Lahotzi. And once they got married Beheter, because nobody knew them or the Marasayan there. Is this against the principle? We usually say, kol davar b'shtar asa mishum maris ayin, afilu b'chadri chadar maser. So, some suggest the Yerushalmi doesn't hold to that, right? You have to look elsewhere. Some say the Yerushalmi doesn't hold to that. Maris ayin is only also in the place where it's public, where it's maris ayin. Maybe the Yerushalmi doesn't hold to that. Or, maybe this case is different, right? By other cases of maris ayin, there's something that's, it's more mahuti. I don't know, hanging up, soaking wet clothes on Shabbos in the place where you usually hang up clothes that get washed. Maybe this is a little different. You have to be mechalik somehow between the cases. Taman taninan, says the Gemara now. There's a Mishnah in Krisus, getting back to the issues of Hefsik and Ein LaHefsik. There's a Mishnah in Krisus. The Mishnah in Krisus, and you can look in all the picture books about this relationship. The Mishnah in Krisus in the sixth parak tells us there's a way that a person could have one bia, Yesh ba bia achas, the chayav alav sheish chatos. He gave six chatos. Meaning the woman is aser chayav krisus, six ways, right? It's his daughter and his sister and his brother's wife and his aunt and an ashes ish and nida. Without getting into the details there, the Gemara lists off all the ways that it could be. And the Gemara ends off by Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, if this man didn't live with his wife, but the zakein. What's the zakein? Im avar hazakein. The zakein is the father of this man that's under discussion. We'll see. That's the key. Why is it called? He called zakein. Im avar hazakein unusaa chayav olam mishum eishes av. That's where Rabbi Yossi adds. So now the Gemara is medayik. Tama tanin Rabbi Yossi omer im avar hazakein unusaa. So if you look at the pictures, my avar. If you look at the pictures of how the Gemara works out who this relationship is, if the father of this man was with this woman, it would be a mitzvah of yibum. So what do you mean avar? What do you mean avar? So avar al divrei sofrim. No, there's an issa d'rabbanan of shnios for him to be involved. Issa d'rabbanan of shnios, working out the unusual family relationship. But one second, the Gemara is now medayeg. Why did it use the lashon of zakein and not just aviv? Zakein sounds like the elder. Maybe it's not just aviv, but it's Aviv, because that's why it says Zakein. So maybe this is proving Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Vo Shaul Rabbi Yochanan had the Amar Shnios ein lahefsek. Does this prove that Shnios don't have a hefsek? Like getting back to the sugi that we started at the beginning of the daf today, there's no hefsek by Shnios, and that's why it says Zakein. It could be even Avi Aviv. So Amar Le. So Rabbi Yochanan says no. V'chi Shniel l'Shniel Shaninu. No, is there ein lahefsek for? Does it automatically continue? No, Shniel l'Divrei Torah. He argues on what we said before about Gzeira L'Gzeira. No, there's a Shnia for a Dvar Torah. V'kulam Mishim Kalas Beno. This is just the Isra of Kalas Beno, meaning don't be Medayik in Zakein. Don't be Medayik in Zakein. It's just Kalas Beno, not Kalas, not Kalas Beno Beno. And therefore, don't be Medayik in the Lashon of Zakein in that Mishnah. Similarly, Reb Chizki, B'Shem Reb Yonah, Reb Yevo, Lo Amar Kain. Reb Yevo didn't say this. It wasn't Reb Yevo who made this, but, right, we said before, Rabbi Yevo, Ela Rabbi Lazar, Shalom Rabbi Yochanan. Right? It was Rabbi Lazar. It wasn't Rabbi Yossi Bishim Rabbi Yevo that asked Rabbi Yochanan for the diak in this Mishnah, but it was Rabbi Lazar that asked Rabbi Yochanan. Shmona Shnios Shanina. We learned only eight Shnios. V'zehare Teisha. If you say we include even the father's father because of the word Zakein, isn't that nine? And the answer is V'kulam Mishim Kalas Beno. No, it's not. Don't include anybody above the father. That's the only Shnia. Okay, again, if you want to know the exact how it works, look at the explanation in the Krisus and the pictures to know exactly how that relationship works out. Okay, says the Mishnah. Mishi yesh lo ach, yisodos dik mishnayis. Mishi yesh lo ach, mikom akom, any brother, doesn't matter, even if the brother's a mamzer, says the Karban Eid, if there's any paternal brother, he creates a zika liyibam. Zokekes eishas achiv liyibam. Right, that if the mamzer is meaning the mamzer's brother dies. Maybe somehow the mamzer's brother is not a mamzer. So zokes eishes achiv liyibam the achiv lo lachal davar, and it's his brother for all purposes. Chuks mimashi yishlam and ashivchem and anachris. The only way that it's not a brother is if his mother's not Jewish. Shivchem anachris, so that type of right child is not Jewish, and therefore that won't be zokik liyibam. Next mishnah lachavav mishi yishlo ben mikol makom, any child that's Jewish is going to remove the Zika for Yibam. Potter as Aviv Mina Yibam. The Chayev, and even if the child might be a Mamzer, Chayev al Makaso is Chayev for hitting his Chay Misa, for hitting his father, Valkilaso and cursing. Ubinolo Lachaldavar, and it's his son for all purposes. Chutz, Mimishishlo Mina Shivcha Mina Nachris, as we said, unless it's the mother's not Jewish, then the child's not Jewish. Mishishlo Ach Vachulu, Mishishlo Ben Mikomakom Vachulu. Here we go. This line is discussed by Rishonim and Achronim. What's the girsa? Rabbi Avin Ba'i. So it already starts with that word Ba'i. First of all, do you have that word Ba'i? Some Rishonim don't have that word Ba'i. We have it, but we've noted the word Ba'i in Yerushalmi doesn't always mean question. Sometimes it means statement. The Rashba, Yevam Eschav Beis, assumes this is a statement. The other Rishonim say, the Ritva, it's a question. The Mashmah is the Ritva. And that is, Benola Chaldavar. What, it's his son, it's his child for, everything. Afilu Lepiria Verivya Ulishnia. One way to read this is, it's a statement. Rabbi Avo says, it's a son for everything, for Puravu, meaning, if somebody has a child, a mamzer, he still fulfills the mitzvah Puravu. Ulishnia, and if the mamzer, can a mamzer marry a mamzeres who's a shnia? Usually a mamzer can marry a mamzeres. But no, if he's a shnia, then he can't. That's one way to read the Gemara. It's a statement. Another way to read the Gemara is, boy, he asked, is it, is it for Puravu also? And the girsa that others have is viloshanya. And there's no answer to that question. That's another way to read the Gemara. There, Rivo asks a question, and then you would say maybe he's not. They're not fulfilled the mitzvah Puravu. This is a huge topic. All the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva, all the Rishonim, Yevamos Daf Chaf Beis talks about this girsa of the Yushalmi. This girsa of the Yushalmi. The Rashba has the girsa. The Rashba assumes it means that it works. Says the Rashba. I'll read the Rashba. B'nohu l'chol davar. Says the Rashba. Garsinan b'Yerushalmi. B'nohu l'chol davar. Afilu l'pir yevirivir v'uvelishniyah. So maybe as the gears of Afilu, Lomar, Sha'afabi, Shinolad Ba'avera, Gazru Beishnios, Vikim Beinami, Mitzvahs Puravu. The Rashba says it, period. That's the Yerushalmi in the Ramban, in the Rashba, in the Ritva. The Ritva and the Rambam don't quote this Yerushalmi. They don't quote it. Right in the Birkei Yosef already quotes that it's a Bayi Delo Ifshita. He thinks that this is Velo Shanya as that Girsa. Right? That's the boy. The Radvaz writes in a Shuv and Chelek Zion, Mamzer, you're not Makayim, Mrs. Puravu. Right? It's a Mitzvah Ba'avera. What would you say about a mamzer, mamzeres that have a child? That's not an aveira. But the original, mitzvah aveira, the Marit al-Ghazi, this is the Minchas Chinuch already, mitzvah aleph, says that I think they're Mekayim, but I don't know. We mentioned this a couple of days ago. How could you be Mekayim a mitzvah? This is Marbe Psulim be Yisrael, right? That's the Minchas Chinuch, more of an emotional. He has an emotional, instinctual, how could you say? Right? Vizez man kabir hikshesi, it's a mitzvah aleph. Dilma, the lama yatsi dechova, valoza mitzvah ba'avera. So mitzvah ba'avera, he says it must be that avera was done b'shas bia. But the child is born, it's no avera at that moment. So he says, okay, I understand. But he says, ubalafachi tzorachi in gadol, ech yotsi dechovaso beben kazesh amar bepsulim b'Yisrael. The filu balagiores havi avlan mamzer. Even if the mamzer is balag, the bidim psule kol, the chulu, the misa mamzer, V'chulu, v'im kein tzorchiyin ma'od, echosi echova b'lav manzor, l'havaz namzir b'Yisrael. He doesn't answer it. But if you look in the Ramah passes like this Rashba. The Ramah in Eben Ezer, in Siman Aleph. The Ramah quotes this Rashba, that one is Yotzei, the Puravu, with a mamzer. But again, it has to do with the Girsa here, what the Girsa is. If you look in the Karbana Egar, Sinan Afilu, he has that Girsa that the Rashba has. Right, the Karbana Eda here quotes that from the Rashba and the other Girsos. Also the Pnei Moshe also quotes this from the Rashba, Umevio Rama, Eben Ezer, Siman Aleph, Sivav. So again, this is a Leibedik topic about if one is Yotze Puravu with the Mamzer, and we have the other issue of that we mentioned, is Mamzer Chayiv in Puravu. So you might have the same problem with the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Yevamos Daf Yud Aleph.